Hello, my name's Tracy. My little boy's Connor, he's just turned five. He's on the autistic spectrum. Through coming to the Early Bird program, I've learned some strategies, how to deal with some of his worst behaviours, how to get him out of certain routines that weren't, you know, the incoming habits that weren't good, you know, interfering with everyday life. And I learned a lot about autism through the project, and the training that I've received has been second to none. It's been fabulous, and I've learnt so much, and I thank you for everything you've done. It's been fantastic.
You stood down there without reading the script.
That was lovely.
Hello, my name's Althea. I have a 13-year-old autistic son. We've used Tamara service for many years. He started off with the play scheme, who Sharon Bates runs, and we had some fantastic years with Sharon. We thoroughly enjoy going to the play scheme. At 12, you have to move on to Colin's group, the older children. He's now with Colin's group, where he has a lot of respite, where he goes out on trips on the minibus or the coach, whatever Colin lays on, he'll attend that. He's been out with him about three times now. We also have the sitting service, which is a godsend, and we've had that for many years actually. We still have that now. We've had three sitters over the years, long-term sitters. We've had someone who works for Amara for the past 4 years, and she's absolutely fantastic. She works really well with Terrell. Terrell relates to her. Having respite with Amara is a godsend to my family, because we can have respite when Terrell goes off to the groups. You know, it's good for him because he's mixing with other children who are on the same spectrum as him. And it gives us a break as a family as well.
You've got other children?
I have two older children. One's currently at university, but she lives at home. And I have an 18-year-old son as well. He's also at home. So it's important that we have quality time together when Terrell's, you know, using the service. And he's been here, like I said, for many years. And I recommend him more because, you know, they're godsend. Yeah.
What about you, Tracy? You've got other children?
No, Connor's my only son. But he keeps me busy enough.
Thank you.
Julie, do you want to talk about this?
Okay. I've got five children. My fourth child, Jessica, she's Down syndrome. She's 18. And she has been using the project for a long, long time. And we have, like you mentioned, we've been using the sitting service or the calling service, like, yeah, where she goes out and about on the trips and things like that. She's very, very happy. We're going to be very sad because we've got another year left within the project, because when she's 19, we won't be able to use our services anymore. But she thoroughly enjoys it, and it has been a great help to us at all, you know, all of the family. And also, we used to use the siblings group, which her two sisters used to attend to. And one of her other sisters is a sitter as well for the project. She works. So we're quite involved as a family with Tamara. Yeah.
She also uses the HISP, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot that one. Yeah, she uses the HISP services, and that is very good, because that sort of helps her with the person coming to, like, it's a sort of like a befriending service in a way, but she works with Jessica in the areas like where to gain her independence and to be able to go out to do things. So the person who comes teaches her how to do things, and in the future, hopefully, you know, she will use that to be able to have a, you know, sort of life for herself. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Mr.
you.
Julie. Hi, my name's Eileen. my son Jason joined the group about a couple of years ago now, and he was diagnosed with brain tumour in 2006. which is when his disability came into account. He lost his vision. He also developed seizures, which he has on a regular basis. I've had a lot of support from Colin, taking Jason out on trips and giving me that little break that I've always wanted.
We thank you for bringing along to the family. He's aka James Brown, really. He does a fantastic
James
impression
Brown,
of James
yeah.
Brown, don't
you?
Thank you. He's really great. He is a great character.
Okay, so, my name's Stefan. I've been coming to Amara since I was, I think, about 10. I was a sibling from 10. To now, and then from there on, I'm now doing volunteering with the other kids. I didn't think that I would come from being a sibling to becoming a volunteer, because growing up was hard, because my disability wasn't that good. I didn't think that I'd be able to read books, to be able to write or anything like that. But from the grace of God, I've managed to come from far to now. If it wasn't for Colin and for everybody that works at Amara, I wouldn't be where I am today. But, what was I going to say now? It's gone.
You've done it yourself.
Yeah?
You've done a lot of work yourself.
Sometimes I don't think I have, but I know for the fact I have. And it's my mum as well. Because my mum, single mum, just me and my older sister. And if it wasn't for my mum pushing me, I wouldn't be. I have got a bad temper sometimes. But Colin and my mum always trying to tell me, you know what? When you get in the real world, you have to try and control it. There's people that you might not like working with, and there's might people that you might not like to social yourself. Just have to work with them and get along. That's it.
My name is Abdul Khan. I have two children who are severely physically and mentally disabled. My son passed away 2 years ago. My daughter is still using the service. This is her last year. I've been using the service for the last 15-20 years. And without the service, I don't think I would be able to manage. It's a very good service. And I've had a very good time with Colleen and all the staff, and enjoyed it very much. Unfortunately, this is my last year, so my daughter's 19 now and will be leaving. I think within the borough, you have to have service like this, and this is a very, very good service. It's a great respect.
So 19 is the cut-off point.
Yeah, but I think it's
the last day of August when they're 19.
Yeah.
So typically, if someone's born on the 1st of September, they actually get another year, they're almost 20 before they leave. And it's a bit like that, I think. So it's two or three of us this year. But Stefan is officially off the project, although he has been for 2 years, because he's crossed over to be on this year for very good years. But he's off the project on that side as a participant. I don't like service users, it's participant for me. So Royal Bank of Scotland's gave me an idea, it's great. But it is off inside, so we're now volunteering. And unfortunately, if someone's 19 on the 28th of August, then you get 3 days.
Now, what will happen to your daughter and your son on the 19th? Have you got anything to replicate this for them?
Well, there are centres outside, but like, for example, my daughter, she knows which centre she's going, but the centre is under repair. She should have been going in August, but they're saying November maybe. Beside that, there's other little volunteer work outside that people come and do, but nothing as Homara used to do as, you know, recognized work.
Nothing is sort of steady either, you know, sort of when they reach a certain age, everything is just like a little bit, you know, sort of there's a bit here, there's a bit there, but it's not like, you know, sort of steady thing going for them. I mean, my daughter is at college at the moment, so really my idea is to leave her at education as long as possible, because I can't really see a lot more out there outside the education for her. So, you know.
In the borough, with the aiming highmen coming in, they have increased their disability age up to 25. So maybe that is next step.
So that's good. That's a very good point.
We'll be looking after people while
they're
accessing adult services. But it is only happening from next year.
Yeah.
Because they got the money, but they haven't decided what they want to do.
Because 19 is quite a tricky
for a
disability.
Yes, it is.
Because every young person at that sort of age is in transition.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously in transition, yeah.
One of the, in addition to providing services, what we also do is try to influence local authority practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will make sure there is communication between adult services and children's services, because often there's a gap between those departments, and part of our role is about being a catalyst so that you know, they're aware of the needs of young people who are reaching 19, and we try to influence them to make that transition smoothly and to talk to each other as a start, even, you know, because often they're all, they have their different priorities and so on.
When did the sitting service start? That's the work.
The first 19 years ago was called Be My Carer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about family-based respite.
Yeah.
Whereas the carer would take the young person home to their home.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then I think it was 18 months afterwards, the citizen service came. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not just ours, but most respite care involves parents having to bundle up the children and everyone take them somewhere else, and you try to kind of diversify it and
just work with the need of the family.
Mm.
So, you know, we can actually go into a home and take the children out so that the family can spend time with the other children.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of variety, so, you know, that's what's different about Hamara, I think. And, you know, one service might suit one family, but it might not suit another. And that's what we work with.
Stephen, what sort of things, in all the time you've been here, what are the activities that you've done that you enjoyed the most?
What being a sibling or
when you first came here as not as a volunteer but as a younger child?
I mean, I think about the arcade and I enjoyed having family, because growing up, just my mum and my sister and me, I didn't have a lot of family around me, but Hamara is my family, because if it wasn't for Hamara, when you're out there, out in the real world, and you don't know nothing about Hamara, I've seen a lot of friends I know suffer having no family, and having disability and not knowing about Hamara. And we need to get the word about Hamara to everybody so they know that Hamara is here to help people out there who are in need of help. And coming to Hamara, like when I vaguely can remember when I was coming here, I felt scared because I didn't know the people here, I didn't know what was going on, I didn't know what was going to happen. But then, I don't know, maybe about after 2 weeks coming here, I got used to enjoy having company around. But I didn't think I was going to be independent. That was the thing I was scared of, going on buses and being out there in the real world. But now I do a lot of things. I go far places. I go to Liverpool on my own, out of London. I go to Blackpool on my own. I've been to Birmingham on my own. So if it wasn't for my own independence, I wouldn't be where I am.
I'll pay you later. Well, it's very, very good of you all to come in and serve you as the Archbishop. It's what you say about Hamara,
mm-hmm.
I think it's much more important than anything that any of us who work for Bernardus can say. It's very, very good of you to come in.
I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
It's really helpful to hear this.
Yeah.
first hand.
Can I ask what role you play in Kamara and you're on the committee?
No, I'm just a connection with Bernardo's, generally.
Right, okay.
It seemed a good idea to find out what was happening.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Archbishop is a vice president of Bernardo's.
Right.
But has, I would imagine, similar appointments at a multitude of charities and
yeah,
very good to come in today.
Yeah.
Well, this is you've seen a few of our projects.
Obviously, yes. Because, you know, I've got an interest in issues for children and young people generally. Than just finding out what's happening, what the pressure points are,
mm-hmm.
what's available is really, really helpful,
yeah.
Especially if I have to talk about these things in public as well. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's why it's great to hear what you're saying. And I should perhaps add that the ASD service has been a particular concern for some years, partly because of friends of mine have been involved in this, and trying to keep up with some of the writing about this, some of it, as I said earlier, a good explosion of concern about it and awareness of it in recent years, and the challenges that there are to schools and institutions to keep up with developing knowledge and awareness of this. So, again, it's particularly helpful to hear about all.